Hi everyone, and welcome to The Why in Your 20s.
This is Bib.
And Nat here. We are two counselors in our 20s navigating our adulthood away from our home country.
This is where we explore questions that might come across in our 20s, including relationships, identities, and all kinds of uncertainties.
Some topics will be fun, others can be a bit scary and uncomfortable, but sit with it, because that's when we learn and grow.
But just a friendly reminder, the information presented in this podcast is for general information purposes only. If you're struggling, please seek professional help.
We might not have everything figured out, but together, we can make this journey less lonely and scary.
So welcome on board,
and let the journey begin!
We have a special guest.
Do you want to introduce?
No, you can introduce. You introduce.
Oh, okay. Well, we haven't even introduced our audience in.
Oh, yeah. Okay, do that.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The Why in Your 20s. I hope everyone is having a good week.
A good week? What's that?
No, a good week. And I was like, oh, we are now uploading fortnightly. So
good weeks.
Good weeks. Yeah, it's pretty hot in Brisbane.
And cold in the rest of the world.
Yeah, exactly. Today, we have a special guest.
Yes, we do.
You probably can guess from our title because it's about siblings. So today we have Viv's sister joining us today.
Hi.
Do you want to do a little intro of yourself?
Yeah, my name is Tiffany. I'm Vivian's older sister. And I am currently studying my PhD in Seoul, Korea.
Wow. Because she studies in Korea, so now she is visiting me, so that's why we're doing this episode of siblings.
I feel like no one will want to visit us again, because every time when there's people visiting us, they're obligated to be on our podcast.
What do you mean?
Not
who else?
Only am I obligated, I was not informed.
No, you were informed. You could have said no, but I just didn't ask the question.
Just like, by the way, you are recording as a guest.
Yeah, no, that you was have no choice. It's not asking, it's like inform.
Yeah.
That kind of tells the dynamic in this relationship. Well, should we start with some interesting question?
Okay, sure. The whole podcast is about questions and answering them.
But not all questions are interesting.
Gotcha. Yeah, so you gotta come up with a very interesting one to say that.
Wow, the pressure is on.
And we are looking at the question and it's not that interesting.
All right, you come up with one question.
I don't want an interesting question. I just want a question.
Well, maybe we can, because we did mention about the dynamic in the relationship. Mm. So what role do you think you play in this sibling's relationship?
I'm the younger sister.
The dominant role.
No way. I'm the youngest.
Do you want to expand that?
No, it's just that I think Viv has more like preferences.
What?
No? Does that not make sense?
No, please continue.
Yeah, continue.
No, she just have a very different view of me than you of me.
Ah, okay. She has more preferences. So like I have less preferences in comparison. So like,
can you give us an example?
Like, for example, like she has rules in the house. You're not allowed to visit her room, even though there's a welcome sign on it. She bought a welcome sign and put it on the door of her room, but no one is welcome in her room.
Oh, and in context, like for context, it's at home, like back in Hong Kong.
Yeah, back in Hong Kong.
So who are you welcoming? Yourself?
Myself. And the positive air.
Every time you walk, just air. So entering your room, it's like, oh, welcome myself to the room.
Yeah. So every time I knock and I'm like, oh, can I come in? You know? And she's always like, you know, very unwillingly like, oh, okay. I guess. But in a little bit more negative tone than that. But she has very like obvious preferences. Like she shows you like all her emotions, like, oh, I don't like this, or I don't want this to happen at this time. So I'm like, okay, Viv doesn't want this at this time, then I do not do this to annoy her.
This is getting really interesting. I'm really enjoying this because to me, that's nothing like Viv.
But that's true, right? I'm not like, this is not just
I think
me,
the
right?
welcome sign, yes, but I don't know what you mean by, like, I don't want this at this time. Like, I'm not sure what you mean by that. What you're referring to, I guess.
So do you think you kind of act differently in front of your siblings or like family when compared to friends?
Definitely. I act differently in front of every single person.
Do you think, you know, the past few days when you interact with her friends, do you think she's different?
Not as different as I thought she would be. But different, yes. But not that different. Yeah.
Any example?
Like, I would imagine her to show less, like, she wouldn't roll her eyes at you guys or, like, stuff like that.
That's one of my signature thing to do.
Oh, but, like, you don't only roll your eyes at me, you also, like, express your annoyed, like, emotions. Like, with your friends, you only roll your eyes.
Oh, I think I express annoyance, actually.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah.
Not as much as with me, though.
You mean, like, less with friends, more with you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Okay. What about you?
What's the question?
Like, what's your role in...
I said the younger sibling.
And
the younger sibling.
Do you feel like the younger sibling? Because I always tell my friends that I feel like you're the older sibling.
I think it depends on the context. Like, we take care of each other in different ways, I guess.
Oh, that's true.
Ah.
So in the typical way of, you know, the older sibling will pay for everything, that's not... Our dynamic, but then in other stuff, she takes care of me.
Like, practically, I do the stuff. Emotionally, she's, like, more mature. Does that not...
Yeah.
Why?
It's a... What is it?
Look at her, how proud she is.
Yeah.
But I tell you that, too.
Yeah, it's because a lot of things I'm just too lazy to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the correct perception. Yeah,
there's a lot of things I can
do. Okay, yeah, so I'm lazy. So in practical wise, she does a lot of stuff.
Like book her tickets, if there's like applications for stuff, and like I usually do most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or like when I have assessments, I would go to her. Because,
oh yeah, I remember about that.
Yeah, so that I would see that as she taking care of me. You know, but it's in different, like, we support each other in different ways, I guess.
Interesting.
So it's very hard to determine, like, what is the younger sibling's role or the older sibling's role.
So you're not the typical...
We're just siblings.
Well, that's all that matters, right? You kind of, like, help each other in
that's
different
true,
ways.
That's true,
that's
true.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's how I view it.
Interesting.
Really? You don't sound interested.
You sure?
I do agree because it's really interesting that your sister view you is very different from how us view you as friends.
Guess so. I think that's why I was a bit anxious.
Oh, you were anxious?
Not anxious, like not, like just a bit, like slightly concerned. Like not to the anxiety.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I guess. Like there's a spectrum.
About?
About like different friend groups meeting together. It's just weird for me.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, so I was a bit concerned about that part.
Do you think because you're having too many personalities in front of people?
Like DID?
That you're like, I don't know which personality match with different personalities.
Yeah, so I don't know how to behave. Actually, this is funny because our friend, she was like, oh, you have a lot of personalities. And then she was like, oh, I want to talk to the main personality.
Who's the main?
And then I responded saying, I just talked to her. She doesn't want to speak to you. She doesn't want to come out.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like it.
Good job.
Yeah.
Very proud of that. Anyways, let's move on. I think that was a very big tangent. It has nothing to do with today's topic.
So, what do you think your relationship looks like when you're young?
I think we were pretty close when we were young. Just not on a emotional level. We're like, oh, you live together. You're together every single day, 24 hours. It's just family, yeah.
Do you guys fight?
Not long, like, not very
fist
much.
Fist fights or, like, arguments?
Any.
I think arguments we do...
We have a lot of arguments, like, on very small things. Just, like, because when you live together, it's so easy to argue with each other. We do have arguments, but they're very small. And also, we have this rule in our house where, like, we don't hold arguments past the day.
What? Wow, that's so helpful.
I didn't know that was a rule.
Oh, you didn't know?
No.
That was a rule. That was a thing.
So I just implemented without knowing the rule?
No, you forget.
So what would happen if you guys don't resolve the conflict?
It's not really like something that would happen. It's just that I guess we were taught that if you hold anger to sleep, you won't feel good yourself. So it's more like torture on yourself. It's like not holding your anger toward
the sunset,
you know, that verse.
Okay, in English it says, in your anger do not sin, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry.
Yeah.
Ephesians 4:26.
Oh.
So I always like...
Is it a your thing? Like, I know it's a general
value that
like, a lot of people hold.
How do you know there's a rule in this house?
I think either dad or mom told me. I guess it wasn't...
Maybe mom forget to tell you.
Yeah, maybe you weren't... You weren't part of the family. Or maybe you just didn't hear it. Because you don't listen a lot of times when mom and dad talk.
Ah, I think that's how it sounds. You just like filter her.
Yeah, it's like tuned out. So that's why even, do you remember that one time that you were mad at me? And then you forgot and you went to sleep.
And then she's more mad. Like,
no, I was mad.
Yeah, she was mad and I was very upset because she was mad. I was just like, I feel like there was a misunderstanding.
I remember it, but I don't remember why I got mad. I think in the morning, I came out and said sorry, or no?
Yeah, you did. You said, you were like, sorry, I was gonna say it last night, but I was so tired and I fell asleep. And I was just upset for the entire night for nothing. Because she forgot and she went to sleep.
I was very tired.
But then your sister is like suffering on the other room.
Yeah, but I wanted to. The thing is, I was just very exhausted. I fell asleep. And so the first thing in the morning, I went to her and
that's
apologized.
Actually pretty nice, yeah.
And I think we both cried, no?
Yeah, and then we hugged each other and aww, both cried. The mom was like, what's wrong with you guys?
The sad thing is, I think it was during the counseling degree. So it wasn't that long ago.
Why is it sad?
I don't know.
I think that's a pretty nice thing. You should do it to everyone as well. What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
All right. Well.
Wait, why did we get here? How did we get here?
Apologizing. Arguments.
Oh, arguments. Yeah. Yeah, so we don't actually have big arguments. See, we don't even remember why we fought. Or what.
That's what happened most of the time. That's why it's best a saying. Because then the next day you probably don't remember what you're angry anyway. And then you're just angry to the point that there's no point.
That you don't know why you're angry.
That's true.
Yeah. But is there any challenges? Because I know you both are move out from Hong Kong.
Like living in different countries?
Yeah.
Like difficult in...
Anything.
In like communication with one another? Or...
Because you are so used to going to the same school, living in the same house, even living in the same room. And now suddenly you don't see each other that often.
I think it was more difficult when she first moved to Australia and I was in Hong Kong. Because nothing changed for me.
Mm.
And the only thing that changed was she was not there. But after I moved overseas, because everything around me was different, so... It didn't feel like, oh, there's that, like, one thing that changed.
So how was that 3 years for you, it looks like?
It wasn't 2-3 years, no? It was around, like, a year or something.
Yeah,
like
a year or so. Mm-hmm. But I think it was...
You forgot about her very quickly.
No, it was...
And I went back every...
I bought her tickets, like, very often.
Yeah, so I went back to Hong Kong.
I'm booking your ticket, you have to come back.
No, I was like, I was pretty much like, I'll buy your ticket.
Because
at that time, I was doing part-time as well. Right. So I was like, oh, I'll buy your tickets. I'll pay for your tickets.
And she probably think, oh, I don't want to come back.
But that was the time when you weren't very, like, you didn't really like Australia that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, I wanted to go back.
Yeah,
home
you
home.
Wanted to come
I,
back.
I like the familiar environment. So
no,
I did.
Don't.
Some people don't.
Okay. Okay. So do you find it's doable that year?
But that year I had a lot of problems on my own. So I don't think like, I think it just added on to like my problems. I was more like invested into like, oh, what do I do? It was my last year of uni. So I was like, what do I do with my life?
No, so not her problems, but like a lot of stuff happening in life.
Yeah. So like her not being here kind of adds on to my stress, but it's not the main problem.
why there's a stress when she's not here.
I think it's just that there's someone to talk to like 24/7. I'm quite a touchy person. Physical touch actually like gives me comfort. And she's not there and she's so big, you know? It makes a like huge like hole.
Probably if the audience have not seen Viv before, then they are imagining Viv as like a big giant bear.
But if you hug her, it is like a big giant bear in some ways.
I am the...
She's very huggable.
What is it? The white animation?
Baymax!
Yeah!
Yeah! Very... I see the resemblance.
I don't think they see the resemblance.
So you lost your Baymax that year.
Yeah. But it's not like she lets me hug her a lot, but then like, still, like the presence.
Yeah.
The physical presence, yeah, definitely.
Interesting. Do you call each other often?
No. No.
Yeah.
Huh?
Huh?
No, I think I'm comparing it to when the first time I came to Australia. During that time, it was every few days.
Oh, really?
I feel like. I don't remember.
Her face and voice have shown how unwilling. Every few days she's calling.
No, but I don't remember. I feel like it was every few days.
So do you think once every 2 weeks is...
If she picks up.
Most of the time I pick up if I'm not busy, like if I'm out or something like that, I wouldn't pick up.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm in the apartment, I would pick up.
So do you think that you're kind of used to that kind of...
Yeah. I mean, I think it's good because, I don't know, like she can call me. Oh, you don't ever call me. Usually I call her. Like she never calls.
You probably always need to have one person that is more proactive and...
But actually, like, our talks, because we've had this problem since we were young, like, I talk a lot and she doesn't talk. So,
I agree. I absolutely 100% agree.
I think the listeners would disagree, because I talk quite a lot in the podcast.
That's true.
That's just comparison. I think I still talk more in the podcast than you.
Because there was this one time very recently, maybe, like, a month or two ago, I called her, and then we talked for, like... I talked for like an hour or two, and then after the call, my throat hurts, and then I realized I've just been going on my own for 2 hours, and I haven't rested at all. It's just me going on and on about my thoughts and my problems, and she's like,
Do you think she talks a lot?
Yeah.
And do you enjoy that?
It's not either, like, not yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like this is how it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're used to it.
Yeah, I'm used to it.
What is the most heartwarming thing you guys have done for each other?
It's very hard. Because we don't get each other gifts.
Yeah.
Even for birthdays, Christmas, or whatever, mm-hmm. important days, we don't get each other gifts. What are some examples?
When have you felt heartwarming?
I remember when my sister leaving Hong Kong to Australia for the first time, she did write a letter to me. Or did I write the letter?
What? What's happening, man?
To yourself?
No, I wrote her a letter.
Ah.
Which I think is
heartwarming. So you're doing something for other people. Okay.
But then she also wrote me like birthday cards. I really like people writing letters or like cards for me. I think that's one of the heartwarming things my sister have done for me.
I guess just a very daily thing then is when we say goodnight and I love you to each other.
Aww.
I don't hang up unless she says I love you back.
Oh, it's pretty rare.
But it's
for
pretty,
Hong Kong people to do
it's
it.
It's like in our family.
Really?
Yeah. So like I always like hang up saying I love you.
I've never say I love you until I come to Australia. To my friends, to my family, to my sister.
Sometimes she wouldn't say it. Once in a while, I'd be like, I love you. No reply. I love you. I love you. I love you. She wants to hang up because she's annoyed. It's like, I have to.
But you know what I can do? I can just hang up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't do that.
I think that's really sweet because I feel like that's you cared about me.
I think it's like, especially if you live together, you don't have like real talks because it's just like daily life. So sometimes it's like just that one like kind of greeting, yeah, per day. It's like good morning, good night.
Do you guys text each other every day?
Not every day. She doesn't reply. She doesn't check her messages very often.
You guilty for that?
Not guilty, but it's true, right? Yeah. So like only when I have something to ask her, or like sometimes I just send random pictures. I'm like, oh, I went to this cafe. I don't say anything. I just send her the picture. Mm. And then I send her a picture of my selfie.
I think that's another very sweet thing to do. Like, if me and my sister do that, I'll be like,
oh. Oh, really? She doesn't reply. She's just like...
I sometimes react.
Yeah. It's like red. It's kind of like
thumbs up.
Red.
But at least you're up to date on what is happening in her life, though.
That's true.
Yeah, but I also share my life with a lot of people.
I think that's a very important way of maintaining a relationship as well. Because if you don't do it, or if you stop doing it, then you both have no idea what's going on in each other's life if you are so far away.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true.
And she's not very good at sharing her life.
Why not?
It's...
I thought you're different from friends compared to
siblings. Not that different. That's why I said I'm surprised she's not that different.
It's... The normal practice, I guess.
You can start a new practice.
Why? What's wrong with the old practice?
Well, there's nothing wrong because I do the same thing. But, but it'd be nicer if you start doing it.
Maybe you should start first. Okay, you do that. And let me know how that goes, okay?
Maybe later. It's pretty hard, I think. It's pretty hard to maintain if you're not in the same city even.
But the thing is, because we're both like living apart from home, I think it's slightly easier in that sense because both of us need some sort of family connection.
Do you think the dynamic will change if either you are in a relationship?
Probably, I guess. I don't know.
How would that change? Because if you're able, as you said, right, if you're able to get that family connection through your partner,
yeah,
would the siblings dynamic change?
I think it would change eventually, but at the beginning it still wouldn't, because the person who knows you more is definitely my sister rather than a new person. But eventually, as time goes by, when my partner knows me better, then it will change eventually.
I think that's why, because you guys are very similar in age, the life stages is still very similar. I think it would be more challenging if people have like larger age gap in between the younger and older siblings.
But I was gonna say, like, back home, because I had family, actually family also not only fulfilled my like family like wants, they also fulfilled my like friends wants. So I didn't used to feel like I needed friends. It was only when I went overseas, I was like, oh, so I do need friends, because there are some, like, I don't have family here, so I need friends. But back in Hong Kong, actually, I felt like, oh, my family already fulfilled my needs for friends as well. So I didn't really need friends.
Never think in that way. So you guys go to the same school, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys eat together, or do you guys hang out together?
Not at school.
Because the only time that you get to hang out is during lunchtime, right?
Yeah.
But during lunchtime, I think...
Yeah, the times were different.
And we usually have lunch with our own grade.
It's like friends, but like, it's not like, oh,
it's
I must
school
have...
friends.
Yeah, I must have friends kind of thing. It's just like, oh, it's people I hang out with.
I love going to find my sister when I'm in school.
Does she like it?
No. She does not like it, but I love it because I feel like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to find my sister.
Where's that proudness coming from? Like, where is
that
sense
of... I have a sister. Something like that. I don't know. I feel happy. And I feel like everyone, like her friends, are very welcoming as well. Whereas I would love her to come find me. But then she's like, nah, I pretend I don't know you at school.
Oh, she pretends she doesn't know you.
No, not to that extent. But she will never come find me.
Oh.
Yeah. But I'm friends with some of her friends because... Like, I was prefect back then, so prefect hangs up with people from different grades as well. So
We don't have overlapped friends.
We don't have common friends. No. But our friends are siblings. Maybe not friends, but acquaintances.
My friends.
Yeah. Her friends and my acquaintance.
Our siblings.
Why are you drawing a hard line between you and other people?
No, just because I don't hang out with them.
It's like, so actually funny sometimes, not. Especially back in school, I used to ask, oh, so are you close with that person? You guys seem pretty close. She's like, no. I'm like, what?
So you secretly ask this question, are we close?
Okay.
And then message me. Now she will answer differently. So that's a question that I think most of people would ask. Would you ever wish to have another sibling?
Another sibling?
Have you ever thought of having like an older brother or like a younger brother? Older sister, younger sister?
I would want to see how it is to have a younger sister though.
Oh, really?
I'll be like, oh, that's interesting. But if I have to take care of this person, no.
I don't take care of you though.
But like in the sense where if I am an older sister, I would want to look out for this person, not this person, like this sibling. I would want to fulfill that typical older sibling, second parent thing.
I used to wish to have an older brother, just like how we do it to our cousin.
How?
Just like, go, go! And then that's like, I get my satisfaction.
You're very easily satisfied.
I am. I'm satisfied by very little things.
I agree though, I would love to have an older brother.
To have someone to take care of you.
Yeah, I feel like that would be really nice. But every time I talk to someone that have an older brother, they say no. It's a completely different story.
But I think it's more like, kind of like, you know, not the, I want the older brother, I just want someone to take care of me.
Can you hear that?
I am taking care of what we said in the beginning, we take care of each other, we support each other in different ways.
Maybe she wants you to support her in more practical.
Find someone. Oh, it's okay. Find someone to fulfill that role.
So you're satisfied with only having each other?
No, we just said she wants an older...
But
older
not really in the real sense.
You know what? You can call her Gogo.
I'm not a guy and I'm not older. Like, that
just
makes
to
no
satisfy
sense.
Your need.
No, there's a current, like, a cousin that she can do it to.
Mm. Yeah. And then he gets annoyed and then I'm satisfied. It's a weird satisfaction. It's not like I actually want an older sibling.
If we were to put like the traditional mindset of how older and younger sibling looks like, it seems like to me it's like a, you guys swap role.
Yeah, that's why I said it seems like she's the older one.
How?
Like you're like the older cool siblings that you don't care, don't be close to me, kind of.
And I'm like, oh, come on, hug me.
They did it.
It's like, I'm like, oh, I like you so much. I always say that. I was like, oh, 中你了呀. And then she's like, okay.
Yes, right? It's like the older siblings yeah. would do like, younger siblings,
How would you know you're not an older sibling?
No, but you observe. No, I'm not like you that living in your own little world. I observe everyone. And, well, me and my sister don't do that because I think we are very similar in terms of age as well. So there's not a big difference between you're the older, I'm the younger. Do you feel like you compare though?
Compare in that she earns money now and I don't?
Just life in general. Like, oh, my sister is doing this now. I'm doing things, different things.
I think she does it. She probably feels more pressured by it than I am.
I think when I was like very, very young, I already realized she will always be steps ahead of me. So I've acknowledged that already. Mm-hmm. So I don't, yes, there's always the difference, but it's not like it doesn't really affect me.
Okay.
You're like,
and then I think about it and I get guilty and then I cry myself.
because like you're older, so it makes like it just makes sense.
And I think everyone have their own strengths.
Ugh. Oh, and I think our parents do a very good job in
not comparing
us.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's very important.
Yeah, so she's like very book smart.
Yeah, and she's very street smart.
Even maybe I am not.
No, you're but, street smart.
I think it's more of because I'm lazy, I'll be able to find shortcuts.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think that's what
I find shortcuts means. In my studying.
Yeah.
So you guys help each other?
No, we just have our own strength.
Yeah, we don't help each other.
No, I don't want her help. Like, I don't want to be academically gifted. Like, because I can't. Like, mm-hmm. even if I am gifted in that sense, I feel like I won't be able to compare anyways. And what's the point of comparing, even so?
Sure.
I'm just saying she probably feels that pressure more because because we went to the same school, it would be like, oh, your sister got this grade.
So yeah, teachers do compare us. Yeah, but our parents don't. Yeah. And, you know, at the end of the day, you still go home, right?
Yeah.
So then that's the environment that I was brought up in, instead of in school.
Oh, that's good. Like, it seems like you guys have a very close relationship.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's pretty much the end of our
podcast. I think there
not
wasn't
a podcast, our episode. We're still going on our podcast. What do you mean?
Oh, you didn't let me finish podcast episode.
Okay.
Of our siblings' dynamic, our relationship, and how we maintain it, I guess.
Mm. I think it's always good to just look at how other siblings' relationship looks like and understand. I think that's nothing necessary to learn or whatever, but it's just good to see, oh, everyone,
there's a difference.
Yeah. Different ways to interact as well.
Yeah, but that's our episode of siblings. Anything to say, add? Cool, then we'll see you in 2 weeks time. Oh, but in the meantime, you can go check us out on Instagram,
Why in Your 20s podcast.
Yep. And we'll see you in 2 weeks,
and make sure you hit the follow button because we are reaching 100 followers soon.
I didn't know there was a follow button.
There Instagram. Is a follow button on Instagram.
Oh, on Instagram.
And on podcast as well. If you are listening through Spotify, you can follow us so you won't miss out a new episode coming out.
Yeah.
That's it for today.
Oh, and we'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Bye. Bye.